What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's fourth down in the Motor City.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave.
Rah, rah, rah.
Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lion victory.
Go Lions!
Hosted by Zach Clark.
I know if you ask the kids, they would say something differently, but I am so ready for them to go back to school. I miss routine. What can I say? Now, I'll get thrown out of the playground for saying that kind of stuff, but so be it. Final week of the preseason. It is hard to believe that we're just a couple of weeks away from official Lions football. We'll go inside the headset here in just a couple of minutes. Dan Campbell took the podium earlier today. Plenty of stuff to cover. And how about some transaction talk? Nothing has happened, but there's a couple of players that are on the move, could be on the move. Could they fit the Lions? Is it worth giving up things to get them? Is it worth signing them? Some of this talk is somewhat repetitive, but it just keeps coming back up. So we'll hit that. And then ESPN.com has dropped power rankings for the NFL. I mean, take it for what it's worth this time of year, but because it is this time of year, we can talk about it because there's not a whole lot of real football action to get to. I mean, we'll talk about Houston. We'll talk about the final preseason game. We've got a lot to get to, but I don't mind messing around a little bit with the power rankings. We'll have some fun. That'll be at the end of the program. It turns out that Dan Campbell is more of the everyman than you thought he was. He's just like you. He's just like me. He, too, has a side hustle. My side hustle is this. Dan Campbell's side hustle is waiting tables at Applebee's.
All right, Ginty, time to learn the option play.
Come on, coach. I know how to run the option.
Applebee's new Ultimate Trio. Mix and match three apps with three sauces, like shrimp, boneless wings, onion rings, with sweet chili, blue cheese, and marinara. Or wonton tacos, waffle fries, and riblets with honey mustard, ranch, and honey barbecue. Or brew pub pretzels, mozzarella sticks,
hey,
and
coach,
waffles.
How many combinations are there?
There's over 80,000.
Can you imagine Matt Patricia doing this? Or Wayne Fonts? Of course Dan is likable. We knew that from day one. But this is about so much more than Dan. This is about Detroit being a nationally marketable franchise. This is the second time he's been in an Applebee's commercial, right? He was in it a year ago. And in fact, he had thoughts about that today.
I don't want to watch. I don't want to see it. Listen, it was fun. I told Holly when I was done, I was like, well, I didn't feel good. So if you're asking me, I didn't feel real good when I finished this one. I felt like last year was better. But anyway, all good.
I mean, to be honest, I couldn't tell the difference. I don't know if that makes him feel any better or not. But, I mean, remember Hutchinson last year? Was it last year?
Undele. Save.
Doesn't that just say bundle and save?
Hey, Hutch. Less talky, more dancey. Double time. Boondele. Save.
Boondele. Save. Boondele. Save. State Farm? That kind of stuff would rarely happen outside of, like, what, two players? Calvin Johnson and Barry Sanders? There have been very few marketed players nationally in my lifetime with the Detroit Lions. And even locally, you're seeing a lot more of this. I mean, look at Gridiron, the guy who sings the theme song or the fight song or whatever when the Lions score a touchdown. I mean, just a tad better than I sing it, I guess, just a tad. He's in two commercials. I see him on TV all the time. Guy's not even on the team, and he's getting paid. That's what's up. This is what the Lions have become. This is who they are. Can you imagine? Like, you walk into an Applebee's and Howell, and you're there to pound Dollaritas. I mean, I could probably drink a bajillion Dollaritas. And MCDC's just standing there with Ashton Gentry. So sick. I might have 101 Dollaritas if that was the case. I mean, I like watching Dan grow. I don't think the kneecap stuff was an act, but I think he's grown more comfortable with who he is and the way he's viewed. And he is a smart guy. There's no question about it. But because he has grown, he's able to, he's willing to do commercials like this. And look, it's nice for his pocketbook, and it's good for the Detroit Lions to continue to be shoved onto the national scene as much as possible. Let's switch from the Applebee's polo to the Honolulu Blue Lions polo for Dan Campbell. Let's go inside the headset, and we'll start today with injuries.
Ahmed's going to be down for a while. He's got a pec, and then we're going to start Khalil Dorsey. He's going to start going. We'll start today, individual group, some of that stuff. And, you know, hopefully by the end of the week, maybe we can get him worked in a few things. I don't know if he'll play or not, but this is a step in the right direction, you know, getting him back. We're just going to hang tight with where we're at. If something shows here over the next week, which probably the odds of that are pretty slim, then, yeah, we would keep our eyes open. I know Brad's looking at everything, but right now we're just going to hang tight.
That last little comment right there from Dan Campbell was about Hassanin. There are two spots for a medical waiver, and so you can keep him on the roster, and they don't take up one of your 53. It does not sound like that's going to happen. It does not sound like he's going to be out for the year, but he's certainly going to miss a ton of time here. There's no question. Great to hear some positive injury news, certainly, as some guys work their way back. Speaking of which, Maurice Norris, still no news on him. I wouldn't expect anything. He didn't go on the PUP list. You'll probably know more when we get to cutdown day. How he's doing, what he's going to do, next steps, whatever. Let's get a couple more thoughts on Ahmed Hassanin.
You hate it for those guys first because, you know, I mean, nobody feels worse than they do. You know, I mean, he's puts in the work. He wants it. It's tough when it's a young guy because that's, you know, you build so much of what you are, your foundation over your first 2 years. And so to lose half of camp, the good news is he got about half of camp. The bad news is he's going to miss the rest of that. So it's tough. You wish they could be there. I know he does too, but it is what it is, you know. And the good news with that kid is he's a grinder. He's going to do everything it takes. You already know that. He's going to do everything it takes to heal up. To rehab, to be back. He's going to stay in it mentally, learn what he can, process what he can, and that's always going to give you a chance to be better when you come back.
Injuries are never good, especially when they're long-term injuries. Anytime you're held out for multiple games, it costs you as an athlete. Some of them are far less long-term than others. But for a guy like Hassanin in this situation, always, they say this in college and the NFL, your biggest growth comes between year one and year two. If you're a college student, as a freshman football player, you should make your biggest leap coming back to your sophomore season. And the same is true with NFL rookies. That next season should be their big step. So with Hassanin, he'll unlikely get that big step between year one and two because year one has been robbed, at least a good chunk of it. That doesn't mean that he's a lost cause by any stretch. I'm not giving up on him in any situation here. It's just unfortunate when you got a guy that's been working as hard as he has, that's been as fun to talk about as he has, to see him go out like that. You don't want to see anybody get hurt. So when you have these conversations, it's always difficult. But I still look forward to him making an impact in the future. Because I hope what Dan says about the young man is true when it comes to the way he works, the way he thinks, the way he's willing to show up in the film room, in the meeting room, on the practice field without practicing, in rehab. That's his task now. You know, I'm old enough to remember when the Lions had a really hard time defending the pass. There are toddlers that are old enough to remember that. Things are changing.
The more versatile that we are, you could say that across the roster, but the back end, it allows you to do more things. And now you can truly take the best guys that you feel are going to help you on game day. You know, you get them there because of special teams or, hey, man, this guy can play safety nickel. He can play the outside corner. He can play the dime linebacker if we need him. So, I mean, between Branch, Maddox, Rock, we're trying to, you know, get him safety. Now, he's still raw to the safety position, but he can go outside and play. you know, he can't help us on some teams, so that's good. The safety stuff, we just keep going with it. You know, he's improving. It's just new to him, you know. So the more he gets, the better he'll be. Meek, you know, Meek can play inside and outside. Oh, so can Reed. So, man, anytime you've got a lot of guys that can do multiple jobs, it really helps you out.
Listen to that incredible depth the Lions have developed. It's not all perfect, but not only do they have higher end guys on the top line, but the depth is widening below that. And when you factor in a much healthier defensive line, it should be more difficult for the quarterback to release the ball this season against the Lions, which gives some boost to the secondary. This is all a harmony thing, and if it gets rolling properly like it was in the first few weeks, you'll see what the Lions can do. We've already seen it up until the Cowboys game when the wheels started to fall off, when I really thought Hutch's leg was going to fall off. My stomach still hurts thinking about that. Let's talk more Isaac Tesla because, well, it's been our favorite thing to talk about.
He's doing a great job. He continues to improve for a young guy. He just keeps growing, and you know, the more that he proves that he can do some things for us, the more opportunities he's going to get to be with golf. And like I say, at some point we're going to need him, whether it's early, it's late, it's whatever that is. Because now you're, you know, are there things he can do for us? We're beginning to see he might be able to do some things for us on offense. We feel like he can do some things on special teams, which means he's going to the game, we feel like. Those are all good things, man. And, you know, with that group of receivers that we have and now his ability to do some things, if it continues to go the way it is, which I can't imagine it won't, that's a good sign for us as a skill position.
And I thought that was interesting. We've talked a lot about Tesla for obvious reasons. He's played really well. Had another touchdown last week. But a lot of what we've seen, and this is no disrespect to Kyle, but we've seen mostly Allen to Tesla. And, again, Allen's been great, but he's not Jared Goff. He is not. So in theory, Tesla should only get better not only with time, but when teamed up with Goff and the first-string offensive line and weapons all around him. St. Brown, J-Mo, Gibbs, Montgomery, Laporta. Add one more to the bunch. That's what I'm talking about. I mentioned the offensive line just a second ago, and you have to talk about the offensive line every day. If you're going to have success offensively, you got to talk about the line because it's got to succeed.
It doesn't matter how good golf is. It doesn't matter how good St. Brown, J-Mo, Leaf, Gibbs. If we can't protect and we can't keep them out of golf's lap, we will struggle. So it is the most important thing to your vertical pass game. It's the most important thing to your play action pass. It's everything. So it all starts with our front. And those guys have gotten better, and they're beginning to gel, and we still got more work to do.
I mean, this goes without saying, but like I said, I'm going to say it. There's going to be even more focus on that line this year, and the young dudes, especially Tate Ratledge, but Christian Mahogany too, and the backups, guys like Kingsley. They're going to really have to step up. Dan Skipper. More pressure on the second line of offensive linemen this season, no question. Coming up, more Fourth Down in the Motor City.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And now, more Fourth Down in the Motor City. All right, let's talk about two players that are probably not going to be Lions, but what if they were? Or maybe not what if they were, but what would you be willing to give for them? The first one is Matthew Judon. There was some talk about the linebacker who spent last year in Atlanta, a lot of time in New England, four-time Pro Bowler. He's visiting with Miami, but there was a lot of talk about him being linked to the Lions. Now, linked in reality? No. Linked in mid-August conversation. The Lions are looking for some linebacker depth, it seems. And Judon's probably relatively affordable, you know, what you pay for what you get. Is this a commentary, though, on Anzalone? I don't think Judon's coming to Detroit. He's already visiting Miami. But is that why they want the linebacker? Are they stacking depth looking ahead? Because with Judon, there's no trade here. He's a free agent. He had 5 sacks last year from the linebacker spot with the Falcons. So no trade here, just cash. I don't know. I think that would be relatively inexpensive and interesting. But that's not the big one. And the big one is Trey Hendrickson. And you're saying, Zach, hold on. Hold on. We've already had this conversation like 800 times last season. Yes, we did. But you know why we're still having it? Because Trey Hendrickson is still out there. He is still unhappy with his contract situation. And now the Bengals say, we will listen to offers. Here's Tom Pelissero on the NFL Network.
Contract talks between Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals remain at an impasse, and Cincinnati is listening to trade offers for their 4-time Pro Bowl defensive end. Now, I want to be clear, no trade is imminent. They're not going to give him away, but this is a rarity. The NFL's reigning sack leader is available for the right price. Right now, Hendrickson remains with the team. They got a game tonight in Washington. He is on that trip. So what would it take to get a Trey Hendrickson trade done? Again, a player who wants a multi-year commitment. Well, back before the draft, the Bengals had an offer on the table that was a second-round pick and change. At that time, they weren't willing to engage with that. They wanted a first-rounder. My understanding is that the price has softened or at least changed a little bit. At this point, the Bengals would want a player, somebody who maybe could even replace some of the production they got from Trey Hendrickson, as well as a pick in the 2026 draft.
So what you're telling me is the price has come down on Trey Hendrickson. Okay. Would you give up a current edge? Not Hutchinson, obviously. That's ridiculous. But like, you know, Al-Qadeen Muhammad, Marcus Davenport, and a third round pick next year for the NFL's reigning sacks leader. Because I sure would. We talked about the depth in the defensive backfield earlier. But I mean, if you add a guy like Trey Hendrickson, good luck getting the ball out of your hands as a quarterback. I mean, seriously, could you imagine? You can choose to double team both Hutchinson and Hendrickson. But then what? You don't think Jack Campbell or Anzalone will find their way through? DJ Reader? Tyreek Williams? I mean, this just, it opens so much for the Detroit Lions. I absolutely love this idea. I loved it last year. Do I think the Lions will do this? No. No. Do I think the Bengals will do this? No. They had a very high asking price last year. They took some offers. They said no. I think this is them a little bit calling his bluff, Trey Hendrickson's. But I mean, if you're the Bengals, like, I don't know if they have as much leverage as they think they do, if that's what they're doing in the moment and calling his bluff. I don't know. But I think they'll try to figure this out. And it sounds like it's not about the big dollars or the term. It's about guaranteed money. He wants guaranteed money past 2025. Burrow got that. They don't want to give that to him. He says, well, what do you mean? I'm the reigning sacks leader. Bring him to Detroit. Do it now. I know power rankings in mid-August when it comes to the NFL is silly. I mean, nobody has seen the Lions starters play unless you've been to Allen Park. And if you were there for just the 2 days last week, you saw the only joint competition. And there's one more day left. So we're evaluating on what we saw last year, and then we have to hypothesize what the changes will turn into, the offensive line, new coordinators, whatever. The Lions are 5 in ESPN's initial power rankings. And I mean, despite our excitement, there are still questions. The coordinator question is a fair one, especially when it comes to long-term success. It's been hard in the immediate for teams like the Lions to have success with both coordinators being replaced. Ahead of the Lions, Eagles, Chiefs, Bills, and Ravens in that order. I mean, nobody's going to argue the Eagles being at the top there. I might swap Bills and Chiefs. In fact, I would swap Bills and Chiefs. Lamar Jackson is always very scary. He scares, I mean, just as a competitor, as somebody that has to be a fan of a team that plays against him, he is terrifying. But the Ravens always stumble somewhere. And I get it. None of this stuff matters. But I will say this. I'll take this over a preseason AP poll or a preseason coaches poll in college. There is more value here to me in this conversation than there is in an AP poll in August. I mean, for Detroit, they're going to have to prove early and often how good they are. Schedule is nasty. We'll talk more about that next week, the schedule. We're going to do a full-on preview from a few different angles. That'll be the bulk of next week's work. I'm looking forward to that. So in the initial power rankings, who can be the biggest mover? How about dropping? The Rams at number 8, they could certainly drop if Stafford can't stay healthy. He practiced today, but his back is clearly fragile, and your backup is Jimmy Garoppolo, and I think the third stringer is Stetson Bennett. So, ouch. How about upward mobility? Tampa never gets any love. They're at 13. And what about the Niners at 15? If they can string it all together, they would certainly be a shot to rise, and somewhat substantially. Lions, number 5 in the initial ESPN power rankings. And again, Zach, who cares? Not going to argue with you. Make sure you're following Fourth Down in the Motor City wherever you get your podcasts. That includes the free Odyssey app. And if you haven't done so yet, please rate us and leave a review. That kind of stuff is super helpful. Tomorrow on the podcast, Garrett Fuller will join us. Garrett is half of the Wayne County Life comedy duo. Their videos about Dip Cup, Uncle Terry, Cody, and Traylon have been seen millions of times across social media platforms, and a ton of their content revolves around the Detroit Lions. That is going to be an awesome conversation. Big ups one time to the producer. It is me. Shout out. Remember, it's Fourth Down in the Motor City, and we're going for it every single time.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.